Everybody, welcome to another episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. This week, we are covering an alleged harassment suit, a romance between a former Bachelor contestant and Hollywood starlet, and the very best of Halloween week through Bachelor Nation. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can find me across social media at Miss Zias. And tonight, joining me are Sterling and Christine. Hey, Sterling.
Yay. Hey, guys. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And I'm Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Meme.
And you
threes.
Guys. Threes,
guys. If you don't know, now you know.
Guys, sorry, I was gone last week because I've been a little bit sick, and I still am a little sick, so if you hear me coughing, I am embarrassed about it. Sorry about it. It's happening, but whatever.
Just if you know if you're listening to the podcast, turn the volume down.
Just a little bit. You guys, this has been...
Halloween music?
Yes, guys, Halloween is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Do you guys have any plans? Are you celebrating?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay. I'm just going to work.
Okay. Sterling has an awesome costume that if you guys are listening or watching tonight and don't know what to be tomorrow for Halloween, this is a free costume, an easy costume. It's a great idea, Sterling.
If you're balling on a budget like me, you can take my idea only if you tag me on Instagram and say you got it from me, though. So I've got my boxer braids in because I'm being Kim Kardashian tomorrow. But I'm being Kim Kardashian pre-blending her makeup. So if you guys follow her, you know that she does those tutorials with her contour kit. And she, like, literally looks all sorts of crazy. But anyway, I'm going to do that. And you guys can follow me on Instagram, and I'm going to do a little tutorial at 4:30 in the morning. So just, like,
I can't wait to see that.
Jesus.
Christine, are you being anything tomorrow?
Oh, my God. After this weekend, I'm going to just be myself.
I feel like you... Yeah, you were like five different costumes this weekend, right? What were you?
So I had two costumes. I was a hippie on Saturday, and then I was Lara Croft, bing bing, yesterday. And I want to dress up tomorrow, but truthfully, I am so burnt out. I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to binge Stranger Things and eat some Halloween cupcakes. And yeah, that's really it. And I'm not mad at it at all, guys.
That's amazing.
Sounds like a perfect Halloween.
What are you doing?
Well, tomorrow, I'm taking my niece to trick-or-treating, which I'm very excited about, but I did film a whole Jessica Rabbit tutorial, so I'll be releasing that tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
It was cool. I've always wanted to be Jessica Rabbit, but she's, like, a very hard person to impersonate because unless you really use the prosthetics, it just doesn't come out, right? And also, like, once you start covering the eyebrows, like, you just get into drag queen territory, which is fine, but, like, not the look I was going for. Anyways, I filmed a little tutorial, so I'll be releasing it on Instagram tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about it. But I decided that I don't actually want to be Jessica Rabbit because, like, my idea of a fun Halloween is not wearing heels and a tight dress everywhere.
Right. Same. That's why I was Lara Croft.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the most comfortable costume I've ever done. Like,
that's awesome.
So I guess, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. We'll just stay tuned and see.
Maybe you can be a rose.
A what?
A rose. I'm being silly.
I like this. I know, for The Bachelor. I saw this costume, and it was just, oh, my gosh, what was it? A fire festival attendee. And I just think that's hilarious because I am still really on the fire festival thing. I, like, thought that was hilarious.
That is really good.
I might just go with that.
Like, that you should weird. Do that. Just, like, distressed is what you should
exactly.
be. Like, cut up all your clothes.
I'll wear, like, I'll bring, like, a slice of white bread.
Yeah, like
Wonder
a tomato.
Bread.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. I think I might do that, so.
That's great.
Stay tuned. We'll get into what Bachelor Nation was wearing because I feel like... And you guys can speak to it because you hung out a little bit over the weekend. But before we do that, we had some serious news drop today.
Yes, we did.
And I think we have to address it. So former Bachelor segment producer Becky Steenhoek is suing Warner Brothers and five producers for alleged sexual harassment.
Yes.
So you guys have read up on the case. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah. So she was on Crystal's season and then she was on JoJo's season. And, well, she had a great experience on Crystal's season, which is why she came back for JoJo's season. And in the complaint, it's
that the producers who are named on there, it's Elon Gale is on there, Naz Perez is on there, there's Brandon, I don't have the names in front of me, but they're all listed on that.
Peter Scatolar.
Caitlin Stapleton. And it's basically all of these group. She's saying that this group of producers said very vulgar, very inappropriate things to her throughout her time there, and they would always just kind of, like, aim to make her feel uncomfortable because they knew she wasn't super, like, sexual or sexually experienced, that sort of thing. But the things were pretty... I mean, I felt uncomfortable reading them, to be completely honest, let alone hearing those things from, like, your boss.
Absolutely. If my boss asked me if my vagina was shaved or if I'm sorry to our listeners, have you ever fondled testicles before? I mean, these are things that are completely, completely inappropriate for any sort of work environment. I mean, me and my friends joke around too, but like, I don't like.
That's you and your friends.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, but in terms of a workplace environment, like, that's completely unacceptable.
And I think what alarms me more is that she obviously wasn't comfortable with this conversation. Like, she wasn't contributing to it, and I think that was pretty evident. So when she finally brought it to a producer's attention, and that was Caitlin Stapleton, and she complained about it, the answer was kind of like, it's the industry. This is just how it is. It's like locker room talk. It's like water cooler talk. Like, it's fine. Get over it. And then after that, allegedly, she was kind of demoted in her responsibility. She wasn't allowed to attend meetings anymore. And then eventually fired because she wasn't bitchy enough.
So regardless if she has enough evidence for the sexual harassment claim, she definitely has evidence for the wrongful termination claim. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think she'll get some sort of payout or whatever. Warner Brothers said in the Amy Kaufman article on LA Times, if you haven't read it, you should read the full article. But Warner Brothers released a comment and said that they did investigate it earlier this year. But they didn't find any substantial evidence. So they were surprised by the court filing today. You know, just from what I read and what I researched about it, seems like she does have a case, especially in the wake of all of this Harvey Weinstein stuff. They're really just, you know, there is just not acceptable, you know, it's being talked about now. The topic is relevant, and I feel like you've got people listening. Now,
absolutely, this is the time to speak up if you felt like you wouldn't be heard before. People are listening, and it's definitely opening up the conversation again about just what we think is acceptable as locker room talk, and why that always seems to be the buzzword, the fallback, the scapegoat to, you know, inappropriate behavior like that. And it's like,
it's because,
can we change what we consider locker room talk? Yeah, you know, right, like, it's just. Where does the line get drawn? And, you know, in the wake of everything happening, I'm kind of wondering, like, where will it stop? Like,
I just want to get rid of the expression locker room talk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, this is Jeff in the booth. I produce the show.
Hi, Jeff.
I just feel like, first of all, when has anyone ever been talking in a locker room? Just go in there and change and leave. But also, like, it's just, I hate having an excuse to say terrible things. Those things should never be said, ever.
Well, they're using that term, I completely agree, and using that term is just justifying rape culture, and they're like, oh, it's nothing, it's just locker room talk, but what you're talking about is not something that should be talked about, especially amongst, you know, this prepubescent boys, like, you know, if you're going to say locker room talk. Right. But, I mean, without getting too political, it's acceptable because our president says that. That's what we have to look up to, and that's what our... It's been driving our culture right now. So I'm just happy that people are speaking out against it. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's been normalized to this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if the POTUS is saying it, I mean, a lot of people are just going to use that as an excuse, which is a poor one to begin with, but...
And again, I mean, so she says that, I guess when you're brought on to be a producer, like, you sign your paperwork, and they're giving a sexual harassment policy. And in it, it says that any unwanted, whether it's verbal or physical sexual advances that makes the person feel uncomfortable and is unwelcome, you're supposed to report it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's worse, is the fact that, like, this is happening, or the fact that it's, like, reported and then
you get fired.
Right. Yeah. And then you're reprimanded because of it.
Right. I feel like not just with the show, but across the board, there are those words in place in contracts, but it never really pans out that way.
Absolutely.
And that's why a lot of people don't come forward.
Were you guys surprised to see that it was women included in the producers?
I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I didn't catch it at first when I was just glancing through the article, and I was like, oh, wait, like, there's a couple women who were named as the, you know, producers who were part of that talk. And it's not just on women to be the ones to speak up to say, like, this kind of talk is unacceptable. It's on men, too. But it is disappointing when you see other women kind of just, you know, saying, like, you know, this is just what it is, and kind of forced into that role of just accepting it. Maybe, right. maybe, you know, one of the female producers who were part of that felt that way before and didn't have any a voice or felt like she couldn't speak up about it, and now it gets grouped into that, and someone else is going through it. It's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and it's almost like if you can't beat them, join them sort of thing.
Exactly. I was going to say, it seemed to me, especially, you know, with that explanation that the Caitlyn producer gave about it's just locker room talk, that's the way these white men are, like, that's what she mm-hmm. said, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like she was just playing the game with it to get to where she needed to be, but still, it doesn't make it right. But, you know, you kind of...
Yeah. I mean, I'm very interested to, like, to stay on top of this and see what happens.
Yeah.
And especially because, obviously, it's been a year for The Bachelor with everything that happened with Paradise this summer.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking earlier, this producer has a wrongful termination case for sure. So I was curious about the producer that was involved over the summer of Bachelor in Paradise because obviously she's not on the show anymore. Was she fired? Does she have a case? Does she have some sort of harassment claim too? Or who? I don't know who it is. So whoever that was, like, you know, is there a case that could be made there too? I could maybe see a wrongful termination thing because she came forward when she saw something or he or she saw something right. that they were uncomfortable with, and then now they're unemployed.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we start hearing more about The Bachelor if more cases come forward. I mean, I hate to compare it to Unreal again, but Unreal is based off The Bachelor. Like, it was a former producer who created it, right?
Yeah.
So, and this sounds like, oh gosh, what's the character's name that Constance Zimmer plays? Anyways,
that's Quinn.
Quinn,
yep. Yes.
So, I mean, I could see Quinn saying this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah. She's definitely, if you can't beat him, then join him.
Christina, this is my first time hearing the story, and I had the exact same thought right away. I love that show, Unreal.
I know.
It's so good.
I feel like it hasn't been back for a while, so I'm excited for it to come. Right?
It feels like forever. That was like, I can't even think of the name right
There's
now.
There's a date now. So I think it's January of next year, so soon.
Oh, I've got time. Okay. I got to binge it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
Christine.
Oh, my
God. You've seen like an episode here or there, and I was like, oh,
you're going to die.
No, you are going to die.
The best description I ever heard is, if you hate The Bachelor, you'll love it. If you love The Bachelor, you'll love it.
Yes. 100%.
That's so accurate.
So that means I love it.
I think I watched the whole first season definitely in one sitting. I could
definitely.
Not. I like had to pause whenever I needed to just like stand, and then I like just like kept going. It's so good.
It really is. And every former Bachelor contestant that I've spoken to, at least, they all say like, yes, Unreal is real, but it's not like that. But I'm like, okay. There's obviously a lot of truth.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like there is a lot of...
It's a grain of truth in there.
Definitely. So anyways, that's the story. We'll stay tuned. I'm anxious to see what happens by next Monday, but we'll be able to report to you guys from then. On a lighter note, though, there's like this incredible romance that's happening that I am shocked, like mind blown. Sterling was like, oh, I kind of saw this coming. And I was like, okay, I'm obviously not as good of a stalker as you are. But
that's true, probably.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Sarah Hyland, and you guys have know her from Modern Family, she was seen and was with Wells on Halloween. And they actually dressed together. They participated in a costume contest. Do you have the photo, Jeff?
Oh, I don't think we sent that one in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's on Sarah Hyland's Instagram.
I'll
Wells.
Find it right now, guys.
Okay. And on Wells. Thank you.
So, Wells was 11 from Stranger Things, and Sarah was Dustin
from Stranger Things. And he said 11 hanging out with a 10.
Oh, I love that. That's really cute.
I was like, wow, caption game on point.
That is really good.
For real.
And if you weren't binge watching Stranger Things over the weekend, you will now, and you could see their characters. But I just can't believe, I don't know why, like, this is like a major step up for Wells, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. This is a huge come up for him. But for me, it wasn't super shocking. So she broke up with her boyfriend in July.
Right.
And they have been, like, flirting on Twitter ever since Paradise aired, and he was like, saying something about being a bartender, and she replied on Twitter publicly. So, I mean, obviously, I could see it. I followed both of them. And then every time, you know, on Instagram, you can, like, usually when the popular people comment, it like pops up at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So every picture he would post, she would always comment and like it, and he would do the same on her pictures. And this was like 2 months ago. I was like, this is a really random friendship. And I was like, maybe they're, you know, getting after it. And then today, lo and behold, my instincts were correct.
I need to know all the details. I need to know how they met, like their first words to each other, like how they started dating, like when they had their first kiss. Like,
I know.
Are you here for it?
I'm here for it.
I like it.
I gotta say, this gives all nice guys hope because I feel like Wells has been the nice guy. And Sarah Hyland is just, I'm a fan. I'll say
that. I think this was a huge reason why he wasn't in the running to be The Bachelor. Because, I mean, if you're dating Sarah Hyland, why would you ever go on The Bachelor?
You wouldn't, no.
I agree. No offense to, like, the winners or whatever, but it's like, I mean,
it's a step up for him. I mean, it's not like he had to go through another, like, 20 contestants to find someone he cares about. Like, it seems like they have, like, this cool organic connection. They're both really funny and clever. I like that they have that. I'm talking like I know them in their relationship. But, like, you know, no, I think it's really cute.
I think they're super cute. I mean, couple costumes, that means, like, serious business.
Like, right away?
Serious, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I love that they just had fun with it because, obviously, she could have gone as 11 and he could have gone as, like, Mike or something. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm just all about it, you guys.
You really are.
I'm just, like, good for Wells. Like,
yeah, no, it is really exciting.
Also, I love how you, like, micro-documented their whole story. It's like, I should have 2017. Social media romance.
I should have been taking screenshots that whole time just to prove it. Just secretly, like, have that photo album of their
love. You could have broke the story.
Do you know when they first met?
It's hard to say because they were definitely communicating online when Paradise was happening.
Okay.
But she didn't officially, like, announce her breakup with her boyfriend until July. So there might be some drama there. I can look into it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think Wells broke them up?
I am here for it. I really don't know. But they were definitely communicating online when all of this stuff was going on. So maybe that was, like, the very beginning of their flirting.
Right. I mean, they are both in the ABC family, so.
That's true. Maybe literally they met up, like, at a upfront or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure she watches the show. She does.
So the party that they were at was Brandy's
side. I knew Sterling had more.
Sorry. You just got to keep digging and things just come up. So they were at Brandy Cyrus's party, which obviously is Miley Cyrus's sister. And so maybe there's a connection there between Sarah and Cyrus's. Maybe. I mean, they're all celebrities. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Well,
I wasn't invited, so.
They all breathe that same air.
But it was in Nashville. So she went to Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm all about you guys.
I'm like, traveling for Bay? Okay.
You guys, we're going to link. Go see the image. Let us know what you think in the comments. Like, are you about this relationship? What do you think? Like, when do you think it started? I need everyone's predictions about it, all the gossip they have. I need to know everything about Wells and Sarah Hyland.
And that's probably why the whole Danielle thing didn't pan out, because he's like, you know what? I got
Sarah
else. Sarah Hyland on the phone, so.
I mean, Danielle's a great girl, but.
Yeah, no, she, I mean,
you know, Sarah Hyland's pretty cool.
When Modern Family knocks,
you go. Yeah. So their costumes were really cute. And then just, I feel like it was such a fun weekend to follow along on social media because Bachelor Nation was playing up hard.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite costumes, you guys?
I think my favorite, I'm going to give it to Dean for being that was really good. Hey Arnold from Hey Arnold. I thought that was super cute. And
I like Jasmine's deviled egg costume.
I know.
First of all, I am all about the budget costumes. She, like, literally just put, like, a yellow circle on her chest and, like, wore a devil crown, horns or whatever. And
that is, like, really funny.
Perfect.
It was really good.
I really liked Dean's Hey Arnold. Yeah. That was pretty creative.
I think.
I mean, Brian and Rachel, just, like, not super creative. I like the, you know, no creativity points for me on that one.
No creativity points, but they definitely did look great.
They look awesome.
I went to a party with them over their weekend and some of the Bachelor peeps, and, I mean, Rachel in person is absolutely stunning.
Like, okay, tell us all the scoop. So what was this party?
So this party was called Candyland 3. It was a theme party, obviously Halloween themed, and it was at a super secret location in the hills.
Okay.
There was a shuttle. It was a little intense,
but it was a great time. So from the Bachelor family, we had Rachel and Brian, Tarek and Taylor. Wow.
Tarek and Taylor. That works. That works.
Taylor and Derek and Whitney and her boyfriend, they were coupled up, which was super cute to see. And then Astrid and Alexis were actually, I'm going to give them my tied for top favorite costumes because they were from The Purge.
Oh, that's right.
And they were
that.
Creepy as hell. Yeah. Like, just swinging their machetes and being, like, super creepy. And my sister was there. It was her birthday weekend.
Yes.
So it was just a lot of turn up, a lot of fun. Jasmine, Chase, the Bachelor fam was rolling deep at this party.
Hey, Jeff, can you pull up? This wasn't included for you. Sorry, I'm making your job really difficult. But can you pull up Becca Tilly's Instagram? She was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. She was really good.
I don't know what she was, but it was hilarious. I definitely laughed because I feel like she typically would be someone who would go the pretty route. You know how there's like two types of girls on Halloween, the ones that... is that? I don't know. But it made me laugh when I saw that.
I have no idea what it is either.
She just like...
I think she might be Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, maybe. Something. It's pretty good. Whatever it is.
I mean,
just not. It's just unexpected for me for her. Yeah, I would think that she... But she did the costume with JoJo and Jordan last year where they were the old
people. That's right.
That
was
really good.
That was really cute.
That was really good.
How were Rachel and Brian together?
They were super cute. They were pretty much at each other's side the entire night, except for when, Rachel and Astrid, they're close friends, so they would be kind of coupled off. But they were by each other's side the whole night. Very cute. Brian is such a very sweet guy. He played Hugh Hef well, and he looked super comfortable in his robe. I was like, you won Halloween because he was warmer than all of us.
Yeah, that
comfort
was true.
Freezing.
Comfort and warmth.
It was freezing. But yeah.
That is
pretty cute. And, you know, Derek arriving was a surprise. Taylor flew in from Seattle to surprise my sister for her birthday weekend. And then I keep calling him Taylor. Oh, my God.
Derek
crashed the party, and he came as loose leaf paper from The Office.
Oh, good.
With the three holes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can
catch. Oh, I was trying to figure out what he was.
Because everyone says he looks like the guy from The Office. Yeah. Which he does.
Yeah.
So that was really funny.
I love all the costumes. I was kind of bummed with Rachel and Brian's costumes. I mean, I think they look amazing, and it's a cute couple's costume. Only because I feel like this is what you would think Brian would wear.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's expected, for sure.
Definitely. He's chilling.
Okay. I wish he would just, like, break the barriers of what everyone thought about him. But it's okay. And so Whitney was Jasmine as well, right?
Yeah, so we had two Jasmines in Bachelor Nation. Ashley I was Jasmine, and Whitney Friendsway.
It's interesting to me with the whole Bachelor Nation world because as, you know, the series go on, like, obviously you have... Everyone is so tight. Mm-hmm. You obviously have, like, you know, the girls from, like, Nick's season, and then the girls from Chris's season, the girls from Ben's season, and you really see, like, the people from their certain seasons, like, kind of just stick together.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, they spend a lot of time together, like, right up in each other's business, so.
Well, I guess we'll see. There's Ashley. Ashley, I think, was a really good
Jasmine.
She
looks really pretty, yeah.
She looks pretty, yeah, her tan is crazy.
Yeah.
She's definitely, like, white, and she looks not white in this photo.
The power of a spray tan, I guess, right? Oh, and you guys, you know what else I love, too? Sorry, we didn't bring this up for you. Jeff, you have to do some more work. But Dean was also a panda bear. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, a twofer. Oh, yes. I think that was, like, the first attachment it might have been.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Dean.
All I can think of is that designer song, Panda.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh. He really got into it.
He did. He found some solid bamboo.
Did I miss this? Or was he a Deanie baby last year? Like, I feel like that was, like, a missed opportunity.
Was he? I think he was last year. I feel he definitely...
Oh, was he? I mean, he had to have been at some point, right?
I've seen him dress up as a Deanie baby.
Okay, yeah.
Baby. Oh, as a Deanie baby.
With, like, the little tie
tag. He had the tag. Yeah.
Okay. Am I right in saying that there were some, like, racially complicated quotations involved with Dean and Rachel during their season? Like, at the beginning, once you go black.
Oh, yeah. He said once you go... Once I go, wait, I'm planning not
He's
to.
He's like, what I hope say? It's true what they say. Once you go black, you never go back.
If that was
like
it,
that.
I'm reading into it, but do you think he was a panda? Because, like, it's black and white and everything's, I think I'm reading into it.
I think you're reading into it.
All right,
Jeff, trying to stir the drama, huh?
Yeah. No, I know. I was going to say, I like
like it.
Jeff's got the tea.
Everyone.
I'll shut up.
No, please don't. Keep going.
You guys, well, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Maybe we'll have some more costumes to talk about next week.
I think people are still going, honestly. Yeah.
And then you guys, I know you spoke about it a little bit last week with DeMario and Corinne because they were dressed up and going like the Maxim party together. Do we have any sightings of them out together this weekend?
You know, I was out with DeMario and Fred and some other Bachelor peeps, and Corinne was not anywhere to be found, so...
Did you guys see that interview? This is not about Corinne, but it is about DeMario. Did you guys see that interview he did where he said that Chris Harrison is an asshole that he was saying, he was like basically like Chris Harrison never really gave him a chance and like he automatically like labeled him as, he was like, DeMario's Mario, like kind of like what America got to see. That's basically what DeMario's edit was, was what Chris Harrison was saying. And then, yeah, DeMario did not have nice things to say about
Chris Harrison. I did not see that. Where was that?
He was on a podcast. I think it was the a different Bachelor podcast, and he said that on there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I don't know, but the more we, like, speak to him and spend time with chatting with him and everything, I feel like he dispels those notions for me every time. Like,
yeah,
he's not
I completely
that guy.
Agree. Yeah.
I mean, I loved having him in studio.
Yeah, he was great.
Every time I've hung out with him or met him or talked to him or whatever, it's always been just, like, super pleasant and, like, seems like such a great guy. So, I don't know. I've heard things around town about Chris Harrison. In general. I mean, he basically stays out of the, like, spotlight. I mean, he stays out of it more so than the contestants do, obviously. But, you know, you hear things sometimes.
For sure.
Danny said that last year.
He's not exactly the most innocent guy. I mean...
Chris Harrison?
From what the hearsay is.
Yeah.
You know? Well, but I don't know about the hearsay. What, do you know anything from the cast or no?
Not from this recent cast.
Okay.
I've only just... I don't want to just repeat hearsay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I don't want to shame somebody like that or defame them. I don't know him personally.
Right, that's true.
But...
I mean, Chris Harrison is probably like, I've been doing this
for
20 years. I don't give a shit if you find love or not. I'm not here to be your therapist. I'm not here to coach you on. I'm here to, like, say this is the most dramatic season ever and, like, do what I got
to
do.
He is probably super over it, to be completely honest.
Probably.
Watch, The Bachelor is going to be his side hustle. He's going to do the game shows more now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over this. Bye.
Well, didn't he write a romance novel? I wonder how that one did.
I didn't hear anything
Christina,
about it.
I think that's an opportunity for you to go on Book Circle Online and help us out.
Okay. I'll report back on Chris Harrison's book. All right. Should we play a little game, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I almost forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like my game. Hold
you
on.
You know I love this game. Like,
you guys just keep chatting it up. Gonna pull it up on my phone here.
Okay.
So let me just tell you. I did switch up the game a little bit. It's still the same concept, but, you know... There's only so many seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette that they've actually done the bios for, I learned. So I didn't want to, like, you know, I want to have stuff for when guests come in, obviously. So anyway, we're going to do who did it or said it, but it's specifically with entrances. So, like, okay. Who did this when they entered or, like, who did... And that was the theme of this one. So.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Who showed up to meet Juan Pablo with a fake baby bump? A, Andy. B, Nikki. C, Claire. Or D, Lacey. Andy, Nikki, Claire, or Lacey?
Andy?
I'm going to say Andy, too.
Wrong.
Ugh.
It's Claire.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then Claire went on to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
You remember her?
Yeah.
Okay. Who showed up wearing a unicorn head? A, Caitlin. B, Desiree. C, JoJo. Or D, Andy.
C.
B, Desiree?
JoJo.
Oh, wow. Went over my head.
That one I remembered. Mostly because I was... Wait, can I tell really quickly why I remember that?
Yeah.
Because everyone during Ben's season was like, oh my gosh, JoJo. She's, like, so pretty. She's so cool. And I'm like, who the hell is JoJo? And I couldn't remember her because I couldn't get past, like, the creepy unicorn.
The unicorn head.
I just, like, thought she was weird, but then she was obviously.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
About entrance.
And other unicorn news, who showed up to meet JoJo riding a unicorn? It was actually a horse, but it was had a unicorn.
Wow, I remember this, but I'm trying to remember the face.
Okay, here are the options. Ben, Jordan, Chase, or Luke?
Luke.
Yes.
Damn it. Okay, if we know it without you having to, like, read the multiple choice, do we get double points?
We're 2-1 right now, girl.
I just got so competitive over this game.
I know, you really did. I haven't, like, fleshed out all the rules yet, but that's a good suggestion.
Okay.
Who tried to make out with Ben Higgins immediately after getting out of the limo? Kayla, JoJo, Lace, or Amanda? Kayla, JoJo, Lace, or Amanda?
Lace.
Amanda?
Lace.
Oh, damn it.
Christina.
You guys, I hope if you're listening, you're playing along at home.
Yeah, I know. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Which contestant brought his son to meet the Bachelorette on the first night? Kenny from Rachel's season. Evan from JoJo's season. Ben from Desiree's season. Or Juan Pablo on Desiree's season.
Juan Pablo.
No, it was Ben Scott from Desiree's season.
I was like, who's Ben? I was like, Ben Higgins doesn't have a child.
I know. And I was like,
that
Kenny.
That was a TBT on Desiree's season. He only made it like fifth week.
Have you guys ever gone back and watched the old seasons?
No.
Okay, all I have to say is that I was watching this past year, like the most recent episodes, and I think it was on Hulu or something.
Yeah.
And then when you're done watching like the most recent ones, it flashes back to like earlier on, and I came across Trisha's season.
Oh, really? Wow.
Trista. Who was the first Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do yourself a favor, just go watch 5 minutes of it.
Okay.
Because you're like, this is so different. It's crazy. It feels like a completely different show.
I was thinking about going back and rewatching Emily's season before Ari's airs because
that's on my to-do.
because it's on ABC now.
Oh, it
they
is?
They put it back
oh,
up. That's right. They put all of the episodes back up. So I kind of want to revisit that before we recap his season.
I've actually never seen that season, so I would like
to see it. Really? I haven't seen it.
You should see it. It is a good season. Okay.
Thanks,
they
ABC.
Make out a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Clutch.
Between that and Unreal and Stranger Things, everyone is super, super busy.
I gotta go.
I know.
I need to get my snacks.
Yeah.
I need to get my onesie.
Okay, Christine, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me.
In her onesie.
Binging Netflix and enjoying my Halloween on social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
Right. And Sterling, where can everyone see your Kim K tutorial tomorrow?
Okay, yes. That is a very important question. You can find that on my Instagram, at Sterling Cates. And then you can also follow me on Twitter, at Sterling Cates.
And you guys can follow me across social media, at Miss Zias. And we'll be back next week with more news and gossip from your favorite Bachelor Nation Weekly. Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.